When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Carmine, West Babylon, what's going on, Carmine?
What about the fact that, you know, people who may not get a chance to go to a regular season game, why are they not afforded the opportunity to see someone like Aaron Rodgers playing the preseason? Right? I mean, you gotta forget, but like, you're still the fan. Like, the fan just gets taken out of this equation sometimes, and
They don't care about you, Carmine.
Nor should they in this case. I mean, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, they don't care about me or Sal. Yeah, nobody.
Wait, hold on a second. Sal, you had a very cavalier attitude with when you guys were talking about pitchers and pitch limits and just let the pitch. You can't force the injuries. Why is this different here with Rodgers?
Because it's preseason.
It's not.
The games that I'm talking about count. The games that I'm talking about count. You're talking about preseason. It's a big difference.
It couldn't be more different. Force the injuries.
Carmine, it could. It's not about that. It's not about that. We're talking about games that count. I want to win every game that matters. Every game that counts. I'm not talking. You're talking about preseason.
It couldn't be more different. Hurt. You can't have it both sides here. It's either one or the other.
No, I get what you're saying. Carmine, listen to me. One of the games matters. The others don't. That's a big difference. If Christian Scott, because that's the example that you're referencing, or any pitcher that comes out of a game after 70 pitches because he's not trying to win, I'd be okay with that. Do you know why? Because the game doesn't mean anything. The result of the game doesn't mean anything. There's a big difference.
All right. There you go. The BT and Sal call of the day. All right. Speaking of calls, you guys are waiting in line. Let's start pumping everybody in. Little Yanks, Mets, a little bit of everything. Nick is in Wayne, New Jersey. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Right. What's up, Nick?
So, when it comes to this Yankees pitching staff, I do not have 100% confidence in pretty much like all of them when it comes to playoff time. I think Luke Weaver has been great. He had a little bit of a bump, but I think he's been really good. But it seems like for the Philly series example, like we get up a decent amount, 3-4 runs. We get to the bullpen, they cut it close, and then here comes Clay Holmes. I just don't have 100% confidence when it comes to the pitching staff.
That's fair. It's definitely fair. I mean, I think that if the Yanks are going to win anything this year, they're probably going to have to mash their way to it, which is why I wanted them to make it, you know, move another bat.
Well, that's part of the problem. And I'm not saying that Flaherty would have been the difference, but at least you would have said, okay, well, they have Flaherty, and then you need Cole and one of the others to hit for you, whether it's Luis Gil, whether it's Carlos Rodon, but at least you would have had Flaherty, you know, ideally penciled in. Again, could you trust him ultimately? Nobody knows what the hell is going to happen, but it would have given them better odds to have another starter who has been dominant since coming back healthy in that rotation. That's why the Dodgers did it. Or take on Blake Snell, or whatever the Yankees could have done to add a starter. They did not, and now this is their rotation. Now, if everything goes well for them, and this is what Cashman was talking about, like we've assembled the guys, but are they going to be able to get it done? If Gerrit Cole is close to being what he once was, check. If Luis Gil continues to do what he's doing right now and the innings aren't a factor, check. Now you're on. If Carlos Rodon gives you the majority of the time, the good Carlos Rodon, check. Now you're really on fire. So it's not like they don't have the potential at all.
Yeah.
Whereas the Mets just don't have that potential.
Okay, and how many times have we sat here last couple of years, and maybe there's more variables this year with this Yankee team, but generally when there's that many questions, that's not good.
Correct, because they're not all going to come up checks. But the good part of it, and by the way, that's just the rotation. We went over the lineup stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The good part of it is if I give you the best case scenario for the Mets, Severino, average, like solid, Quintana, and there are all innings concerns with those guys. Quintana, solid.
Yeah.
The
upside's lower.
Yeah.
For all those guys.
So even if all those
guys,
if all those guys hit, meaning they do their job, it's still like, okay, but are we sure it's even enough? Even with that, that's the difference. That if the Yankees, if everything goes well, no doubt they could be dominant. It's a big if, though.
How about Corey and Manalapan? Corey, what's going on, buddy? You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a question for you. I mean, I'm a little disappointed in Cashman. I think that he could have done a little bit more. I don't even say a little. I think he should have did a lot more. I think we needed more help in the infield. I certainly think we needed somebody else to compete with Holmes, because I think that sometimes, when he comes in, I hold my breath all the time. But the other thing is, my real question is, whose fault do you think it is? Do you think it's Kasten's, or do you think it's really Steinbrenner's?
When you say fault, what that they weren't more proactive and where it was taking on money or giving up draft picks? Whose fault?
I think, Corey, listen,
do I really know? I'd be lying if I said exactly the level of influence or restraint. We talked about John Mara earlier allowing Shane and Dable to do what they did or maybe didn't do and that whole thing that played out on Hard Knocks. I think that at the end of the day, I don't know this, but I believe this strongly, that at the end of the day, Hal Steinbrenner allows his baseball people to be baseball people. I believe that with every part of me. I do.
Right, but working under the constraints of a salary cap because of the luxury tax threshold, obviously not a literal salary cap, but he's referenced it many times about the luxury tax threshold. It's a new thing. I get the sense that his father wouldn't have given a crap. He probably would have blown past it in the right situation. Like, you're not just going to give away money, but Hal has made that a point. And the Yankees have operated. This is why you got into it with Cashman the other day. The Yankees have operated just like a high-end team, not the team that blows away everybody the way that they used to.
The Yankees want to win, or the Yankees obsessed with winning. That's how I frame it.
Right.
There's a big difference.
They definitely want to win.
Of course they want to win.
And they've definitely, they did bring in Soto. It's not like they haven't brought in any good players. Here's all you need to know. The New York Yankees got outbid for Aaron Judge. That is a fact. It is a fact that I brought up to Brian Cashman's face. The Yankees got outbid for Aaron Judge. In what world are we living in that the Yankees would ever dare let somebody outbid them for one of the best players ever, the best player I've ever seen, and a guy who's an absolute stud in every facet? Now, they're lucky that he wanted to take the hometown discount. Yeah. They're lucky. But that's just not normal. They got outbid for Judge, of all people. And now I'm supposed to believe that they're not going to be outbid for Soto? I'm not buying it. I think that they will. That's been, right or wrong, whatever their logic and reasons are, those are just the facts. Oh, they got outbid for Yamamoto. They wanted them. They went to a certain extent to get him, but ultimately they got outbid. That's not something that Yankee fans are used to.